Greetings and welcome into the West Ruckle Podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison. We are here with 12 partners in practice, also called PIPs. If you are listening with me and meditating with me, you are an official PIP, and welcome in. So get settled in. Let's light your candles. If you happen to have a candle, I forgot my candle is up front, so I'm going to do my battery-operated candle. And we light the candle to remind us that we are the light we choose to see in the world, and we can only come to the world with the light that we bring. So the card we picked for the week yesterday was share. Share what you have with others. A little goes a long way. And that's from Melissa Reyes's card deck, inspired by A Year in the Life. The second card is a question card from my new deck that is being printed as we talk. And the card was a question card. What do I desire more of in my life? And I encourage you to sit with that question. I sat with it after meditation yesterday. I did my own meditation and I came up with the things that I desire more in my life. And I wrote them down. So write your desires down. Welcome in, Melly. But right now we're going to get settled in. Hello, Tashima. Welcome in. So let's get started. We'll meditate about 20 minutes. The meditation begins with this tone. There will be at least about 5 minutes of silence in the practice. The card deck we're using is The Answer is Simple, the Oracle card deck by one of my faves, Sonia Choquette. And let's do it. Let's see what the answer is simple, because it is simple. We sometimes make things a little more convoluted and complicated. I know I do, so we're just going to keep it simple. Okay, so the card we picked, how appropriate. Don't sweat the small stuff. It's a little mouse on top of a bear's head. And the card number is 54. Don't sweat the small stuff. 54, which breaks down to 9 for my people that like to follow the numbers. Don't sweat the small stuff. Someone makes a comment that troubles you. Another misinterprets your intentions. The plans you make don't go off as you wish. People aren't cooperating and it frustrates you. Time is running out. It's all so irritating that your ego can hardly stand it. This is for me. I don't know about y'all. It is definitely for me. Welcome to life. If it's not one thing, it's another. The key is to remain detached and observe events as they unfold from the standpoint of your spirit. When you do, you realize these daily irritations and upsets don't matter. What does count is you enjoy life no matter what small disruptions present itself along the way. The spirit knows there is always something unexpected. That's life. Expect small interruptions right now, and big ones as well. The key is to ride the wave of upset with graceful humor and not to allow things to ruffle your peace. Know that whatever comes up, your spirit can handle it and will. You have the ability to respond creatively to anything that meets you in life. Simply remain calm and don't try to control what happens, especially before it does. Take life as it comes and enjoy it. Oh, that is perfect. Does that resonate with anybody? Because that resonates with me today. That resonates with me today. Just those, I like to remind myself, it's the little annoyances and aggravations that I'm learning to appreciate more. And this speaks to it. And this always reminds me of why I wrote my book. I saw the book Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and I really loved the format of that book. And I decided that's what was going to make... That's what I wanted to do, was a book that had words of wisdom, and that 20 years later you would still look at, and it's over 20 years and you can still look at it as I slip my water. Hey, Pam Cobra. Yep. Stop worrying. Don't sweat the small stuff. Go with the flow of life. So let's go with the flow, feeling loving, open, and willing. And I know Yvette has her own fabulous, type it in, Yvette. I can't remember. I saw it on your insight timer introduction. My flow is feeling loving, open, willing. I've been operating on a very short fuse lately. Yeah, so this is a reminder. I can manage this. Or I can go sit my butt down somewhere and be quiet. How about that? That works too. All right, so let's get started. All right, we're getting started now. I have no idea what that is that y'all are talking about. So, yes, time to meditate. Let's do it. We begin by opening our arms wide and doing a wave-like motion by taking the left shoulder up to the left ear, then the right shoulder to the right ear. We do that pretty quickly and fast. Thank you. It's my house dress. Thank you, Pam. And then we stop like the letter T and gently go side to side. Right to the right, to the left. Good morning, liver on the right. Good morning, spleen on the left. Good morning, kidneys behind us. And then we take our arms behind us, sending our chest out, opening our heart space to the world today. And we take a deep breath in as we expand our belly on the in-breath, hold slightly, and then release with a loud, audible sigh. Breathe in and out. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Now wrap your arms around your body. Begin to move in a circular motion, left, back, right, front. Do that a few times as you pat yourself on the back for being in your practice today. And now let's go the opposite direction, right, back, left, front. We are just grateful to be here today. And then we come up and we just give ourselves a big hug. And we do our love, self-love practice of saying our name and I love you. And we do that three times. So Barbara, I love you. You should be doing your love, Pam, and not typing. Barbara, I love you. Squeeze. Barbara, I love you. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Ugh. All right. Now just relax your arms down. And right above your elbows, just stop there and rub for a moment and say, body, I love you. Thank you for getting me around planet Earth. And then bring your arms down and relax as we move into our mindfulness practice of taking a look around, tuning into our senses. So look around and notice what you see in front of you. Then look to the sides, look behind you, look below you, look above you. It's a new day, new eyes, new experiences to be had. And then take a deep breath in and notice the smells where you are. Allow your eyes to close or lower. Allow your shoulders to relax. And then tune into any smells, aromas, fragrances, or odors that you may have where you are. And then next, tune into your sounds. What do you hear, near or far? Just continue breathing at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. Then check in with your sense of taste. Do you have any taste lingering from something you've had to eat or drink, or perhaps from just waking up? And then begin rubbing your hands together and get between the fingers and the webs of your hands. We're rubbing our hands to create the warmth and energy and connecting with our heart space. And then we'll place our hands on our body wherever we feel drawn and leave them for the duration of the meditation if you can. So connect with your body and feel that sense of touch. So wherever your hands are, just leave them there and feel that energy that you're placing into your body. Continue to breathe in and out at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. And as I can tell by the comments, this resonates with many people. So when we think about the things that are little annoyances or aggravations, how can we turn those around to ways that we can appreciate and have gratitude for whatever it is that we have going on in our lives? So when we open our heart up to do that, it allows us to be more fully present in the earth, on the earth, as we walk around this planet. So let's take a deep breath in and use the tone Yam for the heart space just to get some energy going and some vibration going there. So we breathe in and say Yam as long as our breath allows. And in between, we'll say some affirming words. So let's begin. Deep breath in. I open my heart to experience life fully today. Breathe in. I am willing to feel open. I am willing to feel loving, open, and willing today. Breathe in. I won't sweat the small stuff today. Breathe in. I trust that everything is happening for my highest and greatest good. Breathe in. As we move into our slice of silence where we allow ourselves to sit in the silence so we can receive guidance now or later, just imagine your day unfolding and you just not sweating the small stuff, walking through your day with ease and grace holding your hands. I'll return shortly. Just imagine, sense, and feel your day, not sweating the small stuff. Begin to move your body around as we move into our affirming words portion. These affirming words will energize your centers that run from the crown of your head down to the root of your body. So feel free to listen or repeat. I am safe and all is well in my world. Today I create the day I desire to live. I trust my inner guidance to take me where I need to be next. I flow with life and don't sweat the small stuff. My heart is open. It is safe for me to love. I am loving. I am loved. I am lovable. I speak kind and loving words to myself today. The vision for my life is clear and I move with ease and grace. My connection to my higher power sustains me. I trust that the right people show up at just the right time. And I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. You can open your eyes and begin moving your body around. Start rubbing your hands together. And we'll place our hands right back where we lifted them up from. Mine were right over my belly. We'll take a deep breath in and end with the tone Om as long as your breath allows. So deep breath in, hands on your body. Om. And now we clap and say thank you 9 times. So place your hands in prayer hands right in front of your heart space and clap 9 times and say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And take a bow to everyone that is in practice with us. Today's card, number 54 from the card deck. The answer is simple. Don't sweat the small stuff. So when stuff is happening today, just remind yourself, today I do not sweat the small stuff. If you can, get out of Mother Nature, stop and breathe and savor life because it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. As a reminder, no Wednesday night meditation. We are here tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. as we are every day during the week. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Be well and namaste. Greetings. This is your card commentary for October the 26th, 2021. The card we picked was number 54, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, from the card deck, The Answer is Simple, by Sonia Choquette. The card guide reads, someone makes a comment that troubles you. Another misinterprets your intentions. The plans you make don't go off as you wish. People aren't cooperating and it frustrates you. Time is running out. It's all so irritating that your ego can hardly stand it. Welcome to life. If it's not one thing, it's another. The key is to remain detached and observe events as they unfold from the standpoint of your spirit. When you do, you realize these daily irritations and upsets don't matter. What does count is that you enjoy life no matter what small disruption presents itself along the way. The spirit knows there is always something unexpected. That's life. Expect small interruptions now, and big ones as well. The key is to ride the wave of upset with grace and humor and not to allow things to ruffle your peace. Know that whatever comes up, your spirit can handle it, and it will. You have the ability to respond creatively to anything that meets you in life. Simply remain calm and do not try to control what happens, especially before it does. Take life as it comes and enjoy it. I am learning to work with my A's. learning to flow with the minor aggravations and annoyances of life, and learning to appreciate them, recognizing that I can manage my attitude through it all. Carry on with your day and don't sweat the small stuff today. The last line states, take life as it comes and enjoy it. Stop, breathe, move forward. Feel free to email me at BarbaraFaison, LLC@gmail.com if you'd like to share your thoughts or comments. Thank you for listening. Be well.